that song should hit us individually, not as a church, but individually. What if God's not happy with us? Hallelujah. What if we're sinning and don't even know we're sinning? Amen. Say, it's time now to take a stand, a true stand for the Lord. Time is winding down. You got to see the signs of the time. You got to look up. He said, when you see all of these things happening, look up. I'm right at the door. Now, he might be right at the door for me today. He might be right at the door for you. Look at Sister Allen. That could have been her day. But God said not so, and we thank God for that. But you got to be ready. Got to be ready. You don't know the day nor the hour that he's coming. Hallelujah. It's time now for believers to discern the signs of the time. Jesus is coming soon. Could be today, could tomorrow, could be 15 years from now. But day by day, you better be ready. Amen. Be ready, saints of God. As Paul said in 2 Corinthians, what does light have to do with darkness? Are you living in darkness or are you living in light? The light of Christ. Don't get so sad. This is good stuff. God's given us a new beginning and a second chance. You got a better chance today than you had yesterday. Amen? Hallelujah. God wants us to know the truth so that we will take the second chance. We're playing around, some of us, without salvation. God knows. I don't know. But we're playing around without salvation, and ain't no time for that. If you're Christian, live like a Christian. Act like a Christian. Dress like a Christian. Talk like a Christian. Walk like a Christian. Think like a Christian. Like Pastor said, your flesh, the devil, and the world are out to get you. But a lot of things we go through ain't got nothing to do with the devil in the world. You want to satisfy your flesh. Amen? And the flesh will get you where? No, no. In hell. I just tell it, you know, flat. If you don't repent, there's only two places to go, heaven or hell. If you don't live like nothing, if you don't go according to God's will, according to his place, to his promises, go in hell. Amen? We need to separate ourselves from the darkness. We need to separate ourselves from the things that pull us back, keep pulling us back. This year on New Year's Eve, we decided to close the book on those things that so easily beset us. Some of you were here, some of you weren't here. We closed the book on the things that kept us away from God. We closed the book on that. We broke the chains off of us, didn't we? How many been set free? Hallelujah. I've been set free. And I intend to keep my freedom. How about you? Amen. Hallelujah. The enemy will try to broad you back and put you back in chains. But you got to make a decision to give your life to Jesus and stay in his presence. Turn with me to Hebrews, the 10th chapter. Starting at the 19th verse. Okay, we'll just read from the screen. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiness by the blood of Jesus, by a new and a living way, which he has consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. And having an high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith. A true heart, not phony, not putting on, not doing it so I can see you, but God knows your heart. Somebody said that this morning. She said, God knows your heart. You can tell me anything, and I can tell you anything. Amen. I'm talking about us as a whole. We're the body of Christ. I can tell you, I can stand up here and look beautiful. And I know I do. I can stand up here and look beautiful every Sunday. But you don't know my heart. What happens when I leave here? What happens when I go home? Am I the same person? Or do I change? Are you the same person when you go home? Or do you change? God knows your heart. Let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. See, it's your mind, it's your conscience that will drive you if you don't make it clear with the Word of God. If you don't be conformed by the Word of God in your mind, because your mind will carry you all kinds of places. Amen? Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. Let's not be in and out. I'm a Christian today and I'm a sinner tomorrow. I love you today, but I don't love you tomorrow. I love you in church, but when I see you outside, I can't speak to you. Let us not waver back and forth like that. Because in one of those wavering times, Jesus might say, I'm coming today. Hallelujah. And where you going to be? You got to be right. Nobody's just going to slip, slide, and I say it all the time, into heaven. You got to do what God says. You got to live a life that's worthy of our King. Is that what the song said? Well, that's what I'm saying. Live a life that's worthy of our King. Live a godly life every day. He's given us a way of escape when we mess up. Yeah. See, people mess up. They do mess up. Yeah, people mess up. Sheila messed up for 20 years. Yeah, she had no business testifying. She didn't want me to use it. She messed up for 20 years. Thank God he didn't come in those 20 years. She was disobedient. Disobedience is sin. It ain't just, well, I missed the mark. No, you sinned. You disobedient to the word of God. He tells you what to do, and you don't do it. That's sheer disobedience. That's a sin. To know to do right and don't do it is what? That's the word. Now, I'm not saying that. That's the word. I'm saying it as an oracle of the Lord. To know to do right and not do it. I don't care what it is. Well, some people think they're not sinning because they're not fornicating. They don't deliberately lie. They're not drinking and cutting up and drugging all the time. No, there's a whole lot worse sins than that, I'm telling you. The sin that comes from your heart, a sin of disobedience to what your heavenly Father, what Jesus' Father, our Father said, who sent him to the cross to die for us, just for our sin. So we don't have no right to sin. Our body does not belong to us. Our body is the temple of the living God. So how can you let any old thing go in your body and any old thing come out of your body? Any old thing come out of your mouth? How dare you do that after Jesus paid the price? And we say, well, I'm a Christian because I've got a Bible and I preach the word and I'm in church every Sunday. Oh, I'm in church every Sunday. You can't tell me I'm not a preacher. Don't you dare. Oh, but how do you act? Church will not get you to heaven. Church will not get you to heaven. Obedience to the word of God, accepting Jesus as the Lord of your life and being obedient to the word, not just one word, not just two words, not just picking and choosing what you want to be obedient to. When God say, I give you commandments, what did that mean? I command you to do that. Amen. I command you to do everything that I tell you to do. Amen. And everything that he tells you to do is not in this word. Some things he speak personally to you. Amen. Some things he tell you to do, he might not tell me to do. Because you need it more than I. But he gonna tell me what I need. And it is expedient that you do exactly what God tells you to do. Amen? Amen. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. For he is faithful, that promise. Is he faithful, Sister Allen? Is he faithful? Is he faithful? Hallelujah. Has he done anything for you to prove his faithfulness? Hallelujah. You're here this morning shows that he's faithful. Amen. Here because we love the Lord. If we come for any other reason, looking for the Lord, and because we love the Lord, we're in the wrong place. I'm telling you, if we come for any other reason other than Jesus, we're in the wrong place. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. We got to love one another. Jesus left us two scriptures. Love him, God, number one. Love each other as we love ourselves. So many people can't do that because they don't love themselves. And why is it you don't love yourself? Yeah, maybe you've done some crazy stuff. Maybe you've done foolish things, and you don't feel like you're good enough for God. Hallelujah. But God takes the mess and make the best out of him. Amen. Amen. He took me. He took you. Nobody in here was saved all the time. Nobody. Nobody in here did the right thing all the time. If you did, then you're doing the wrong thing now. If you say you did, because you're lying. And you know where liars have their place, right? Yeah, where liars have their place. Okay, and see, those are the things we really have to know. Yeah, because it's true. The word says so. The liars have their place in the lake of fire. So let's not lie. That's one thing. No more lies, right? No more lies. No more, I was just joking. No, it's a lie. If it's not true, it's a lie. You got to be careful. Amen? Okay. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is in this last and final day. The word of God said people are falling out of the church. They come when they want to. They don't come if they don't want to. If they got something else better to do, they're going to do that. No, that's not pleasing God. God said, forsake not the assembling of yourself, as the manner of some is, amen, but exalting one another, and so much the day as you see the day approaching, so much more as you see the day approaching. What day is that? Say it loud. That's the day of the coming of the Lord, of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Does anybody see that day? Do everybody know how evil this world is? Does anybody know if we as Christians won't end this world, this would be a totally dark, dark place? I'm serious. People are killing each other just for nothing. Children are killing each other. Children are killing their parents. Children are so disrespectful to their parents, it's ridiculous. But, you know, God had a commandment for that, you know. Don't you know that? He said, honor your father and mother, that your days might be long upon the earth, which the Lord thy God giveth thee. I don't care if your mama's staying on top of head. I don't care if your daddy's staying on top of his head. Honor them, because that's a commandment from God. I don't care if mama never took care of you. I don't care if daddy never paid a child support. He said, honor them, because that's what God said. Now, God will take care of them. Yeah, but you honor them. Amen? There's a evilness in this world that's not going to go away. We're going to go away. We're going to be lifted up. We're going to be taken out of here if you truly have accepted Jesus as the Lord of your life. Amen? So, for if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin. Is that scary? Hallelujah. Does anybody in here, how many in here don't know the truth? The truth is, you got to love God, number one. Love yourself, and then love your neighbors. That's the truth, I'm going to tell you that. You can't go against God's commandment. That's the truth. If you don't know him, get in the Word and find out. See, that's why it's so important to read your Bible, because if you don't know the truth, then you will sin all over the place. And you will say, well, I'm not hurting anybody. I said it many days. Did anybody say that? I ain't hurting nobody but myself. That's all. And didn't know that I was hurting God. I hid from my mama and I hid from my daddy. But I didn't know I couldn't hide from God. Amen? Everything I said, he heard. Every place I went. So when I got saved, don't you know I really, really repented? I did. Every time he would bring something back to me, I would repent, because we did some stupid things when we were young. So because I'm standing here don't mean I wasn't a sinner. But I'm not a sinner anymore. So don't call me a sinner. I'm not a sinner. Hallelujah. I'm saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But a certain fearful looking for a judgment in day. Go back to that other one. If you can. You can. For if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin. A lot of people say, once saved, always saved. That's not true. No, that's not true. Once saved, always. This one right here tells you that's not true. After you know the truth and you continue to sin, Jesus' blood ain't doing you a bit of good. He ain't doing you a bit of good. The word of God said, it's over. You're either going to live for me. What did Jesus say? Don't let me blot you out of the Lamb's book of life. That means you had to be in there for him to blot you out. So don't think once saved, always saved. That's not true. You got to get your life together. God has given you a second chance today. A new beginning today. He is so merciful. His mercy is new every morning. You woke up this morning in God's mercy and he said, you know, you messed up last night or you messed up last week, but just come back to me. Say, just come on back to me. I'll accept you. Hallelujah. I'm strong enough to accept you. Hallelujah. I know you didn't do it from the heart. I know your flesh was messed up. Hallelujah. But you still have to repent. You got to turn away from sin and turn back to God, hallelujah, because, hallelujah, he's a just God. He's a holy God. God cannot look on sin. He will not look on sin. If he turned his back on his son on the cross, don't you think he'll turn his back on you and me? That was his son, hallelujah, his only son, hallelujah, and he turned his back. God hates sin. Come out from among them. Come out from sin. You know what you're doing. You know what you're doing. But God knows what you're doing too. And there's no time to be playing around. This is a new year, a new day, and a new beginning for you. Hallelujah. Make a decision. I'm going to live for you, God. For God I live, and for God I'll surely die. Hallelujah. Because I want to spend eternity with him. He's able to keep you from falling. He is able. You can't keep yourself. You can't keep yourself. There's a lot going on in your lives that you need to lay down. Lay down those things that so easily beset you. There's so many things that God has told us not to do, and God has told us to do. But we pick and we choose. Amen? Because of his grace. What he said? Don't take my grace for granted. Don't take my love for granted. Yes, I know you, Lord, love me, Lord. And I'm going to get it right after a while. He said, okay, I'm going to give you a little bit more chance. Give you a little bit. But when he say enough is enough, enough is enough. God don't play. He said, I let you get so wrapped up in sin that you can't come out of it. Did you know that's what God said? Amen. Read it, Ecclesiastes. He said, I got to let you get so deep in sin that you won't be able to come out of it. Seriously, serious stuff. God wants us right. Jesus is truly coming soon. Yeah. You'll tell people that, oh, I just want to, you know, I'm planning for 15 years, 20 years. I'm planning for time I get out this church. I'm serious. Lord, give me 1 minute at a time. Ain't no need of planning for all that stuff out there. You better live right 1 minute at a time. 1 second at a time. Because Jesus could come. You know, we're backbiting, we're stabbing, we're talking about people. We are doing a whole bunch of stupid stuff that we don't think is sin. It's sin. When I talk about you, when I talk about Janice, when I talk about Janet, I'm sinning. I'm gossiping. I'm doing a whole bunch of stupid stuff. God hates it. God hates that stuff. It's in the church. You hear it in the church. I'm talking about the pastor. You better not touch God's anointed. You better do him no harm, I can tell you that. You better not lay your mouth on him, because God don't play. He said, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. But we got a way of just gossiping. Don't do it, saints. Don't do it. If you know something about somebody, tell it to God. Don't tell it to Linda. Don't tell it to pastor if you don't have to. If it's something that's going to hurt somebody, yeah, tell it to a pastor. But other than that, you tell it to God. Because God is the one that can fix it. Can't nobody else fix it. But he'll fix you just for gossiping. Yeah, you'll be a mess. There's a lot of things in the Bible, if you don't read it, you won't know it's a sin. It's a sin. Amen? For if we willfully sin, we're back. After, if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of truth, there remains no more sacrifice for sin. Now let me give you the truth this morning. Every one of you better get in the Word of God. Every one of you better get in the Word of God and find out what the truth is. Amen? You ain't going to get it every Sunday over the pulpit. You got to get it for yourself. Every one of you better be reading the Word of God. You better be eating the Word of God. And you better be living what God tells you to live. Because judgment day is coming. Payday is coming. Hallelujah. But a certain fearful looking for a judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. That same fire that's going to devour Satan and the false prophet and all them people will devour us. And we're going to live somewhere forever. We're going to live forever now. Just because we close our eyes, lay down and say, a lot of people think that's the end. No. God said forever we'll live somewhere. You're either going to live in heaven with him, or you're going to live in that fiery, even going to live in hell. No, because hell and death going to be thrown into the lake of fire. See, you got to know the truth for yourself. A lot of people, I've heard people say, oh, I don't mind going to hell, because that's where all my friends are. Yeah, they waiting there. They certainly are. Waiting there to be thrown into the lake of fire. Go on. I don't want to go. Anybody here want to go to hell? Everybody here want to do what to keep them out of hell? You better. Because death and hell is going to be thrown in the lake of fire to burn forever and ever and ever. From what I understand, the flesh burns off you, then it comes back and it burns off you some more. I know you didn't want this for the first of the year, but it don't really make no difference. We want to get right for the end of the year if we make it to the end of the year. Jesus might come before then. Saints, do you know nothing else has to happen for Jesus to come? Every prophecy has been fulfilled. All he got to do now is part those clouds. Amen? And I'm excited about that. Are you excited about that? There's a better life. There's a better world. And some of you might say, well, I want to grow up and do. You don't want to grow up in this world. You're going to live for 1,000 years somewhere. And you ain't going to be just laying down. You're going to be doing your heart's desire. 1,000 years. You're going to be able to, I don't know what God has, because I've never been to heaven. I didn't ask him all about it. But I do know we won't be just laying around on no clouds, just floating around. He said, we will be in the millennium for 1,000 years. And even then, after 1,000 years, Satan going to be released. to pick up those after 1,000 years. Can you imagine this? After 1,000 years of living with Jesus and people still gonna sin. I mean, 1,000 years. Then Satan gonna be released to lift them up, and then they're gonna be judged around the great white throne. Don't be that. Don't be in that number. Don't be in that number. Amen. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under 2 or 3 witnesses. What do you think about us? I'm telling you, he just killed those in Moses' time. Just bleep, bleep, up, okay. All right, Graham, swallow this one up. Go ahead, bear. Wasn't it a bear that ate them up? Okay, bear, go ahead, I'd eat them. But God, what more you think will happen if we who have the Son of God, he's given us his Son, if we disobey, what you think he gonna do to us? You think, oh, that's all right. That's all right. That's all right, Janice. I know you. No. You turn against his Son, you'll see what he does. And when we sin, we're turning against the Son of God. We're turning against Jesus. Of how much sore punishment suppose ye shall he be thought worthy, who has trodden underfoot the Son of God, and has counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and has done despised unto the Spirit of grace. In other words, how much more punishment are we going to get? Because if we continue to sin, we are trampling the blood of Christ. Hallelujah. We're saying, God, Christ, you didn't do nothing for me. You ain't nothing. What you did on the cross was nothing. Can you imagine even thinking that about Jesus who suffered there? Oh, they spit in his face. They pulled his beard. Hallelujah. They nailed his hands. They nailed him. They nailed his feet. They whipped him all night long. Have anybody ever been whipped by their mama or father for about 5 minutes? Or 10 minutes, you know how that fell? They whipped Jesus all night long, just for you and just for me, you know? So the thing is, God is not pleased when we sin. God is not pleased when we don't read his word. God is not pleased. And don't tell me, I'm going to say it again, don't tell me you know Jesus if you haven't read his word. It's no way in the world. You can't learn him by me talking about it. You can't learn him by a pastor talking about it. You got to know God for yourself. You got to know Jesus. And this is Jesus. Wrapped up between these two covers. That's Jesus. Saints of God, you got to get in the Bible, read the Bible. You don't have to read 20 chapters a day. Ask God what he wants you to read. You got to start talking to God. You got to start building a relationship. See, going to church is not really building a relationship with God. It's your one-on-one time. Coming to church didn't let me build a relationship with Miss Allen. We spent a lot of time together. We did. We spent a lot of time together. We did. Spending time with Jesus, building time with God is what will make you build that relationship. And you won't even have to worry about what's going to happen the next day. You won't even have to worry about, well, is he going to feed me tomorrow? He told you, don't worry about it. He'll fill you up, and you won't even eat no food. I remember I had a little old car back when I first got saved, and I had no much gas money because God bought me right off the job with no money. You know, God does some strange things, I'm telling you. I was making $90,000 a year. God bought me off with nothing, hardly. But I had this car, and he was always sending us somewhere. Always. No gas in the car. I said, Father, I ain't got no gas. And I'm telling you the true saints of God, I would look and see that hand just go right on over. I would look and see that hand go right on over. I'm going to tell you about the God you serve. If you're obedient to him, he's going to be faithful to you. I can tell you that. It's nothing you will lack if you are obedient to God. If you give him your all in all, and I mean your whole heart, you know, the word of God says where your heart is, where your treasure are. Yes, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, that's what he said. Yeah, let your treasure be in heaven. Let your treasure be on the things of God. Amen? For we know him that has said, vengeance belongs to me. I will recompense, said the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge his people. Judgment day is coming. Learn to live by the words of God, by the commandments of God. Don't play with him. God is not to be played with. You must stand in reverential fear of God. And not only do I reverentially fear him, I fear for my life. Because I've read in here. See, you got to know what God will do. I read in here where he swallowed people up. I read in here where he just let the bear come and ate them up because of their disobedience, because of their nastiness. Amen. See, that's what sin is. Sin nasty. It's nasty. And you can see sin all over people. I'm serious. If you're in God's light, you can see sin all over people. All I'm telling you today, saints of God, get your life straight. Get ready. God has given you a second chance. Hallelujah. It's no time to be messing around. He wants us to separate ourselves from darkness. That's what he wants. Hallelujah. Can I have my points? Oh, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of an angry God. Yes. I just want you to remember this. God loves you. God hates sin. Disobedience is sin. God expects holiness. Without holiness, no man shall see the kingdom. God is giving you another chance to get it right. And John 14:23 said, if people love me, they will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. God wants to be your dwelling place. He has no interest in being a weekend getaway or a Sunday bungalow or a summer cottage. Don't consider using God as a vacation cabinet or an eventual retirement home. He wants you under his roof now and always. He wants to be your mailing address, your point of reference in your home. God don't want no play around. Coming to church is fine because he intends for you to come. But church is not going to make you grow in the Lord unless you have some time with him at home. Y'all understand that? You got to get in the word of God. All is good. We had some great praise this morning, right? You got to learn to praise God at home. Yeah, I mean, trouble come at home. Ain't no trouble in here today. The devil cannot come in here. Your trouble begins at home, amen? So you praise God, and the enemy has to back up off of you. The enemy hates your praises. He hates praises. That's why he puts so much heaviness on you that you don't feel, take the joy out of you. You don't feel like praising him. Praise him anyhow. Praise him anyhow. Praise him at home. Get up in the morning praising him. Don't get up saying, oh, I got to get up and go to work today. You got a job. Be thankful. So many people, you know how many people out on the street today and was out on the street this week? Was it cold this week? Yes. Freezing. But you got a roof over your head. Amen. Stop complaining. It's a sin to complain. You know what? Been the Israelites stayed in the wilderness 40 years for complaining. Sheila been in her wilderness 20 years for disobedience. Disobedient girl. She was that way as a child. I closed the door on that. Close the door. Okay. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Did anybody get the message today? Is this the time to get it right now? Get it right. Don't let God heart grieve because of you. What if God is not happy with the way we walk? What if God is not happy with the way we talk? What if God is not happy with the things we do? Come on, saints of God, you got it. We're a smaller church, but we got a big God, amen, able to keep you from falling. Amen. Is there anyone here